Dan, I see new parenting advice pretty much every other minute on social media. Sometimes it says, don't yell at your children, or five things you should never say to your children, or why you shouldn't allow people to tell your daughter she's pretty, and on and on and on. And it makes me stressed out.
Mike, and I have a chapter on this in my new book, The Wisdom We're Born With. And in it, I suggest that it's kind of amazing that we've been raising children for millennia without the help of pop psychologists, and we've been fine, thank you very much. Too much advice. We're making parents nuts and obsessed and guilt-based. And, you know, Dr. Spock was great in the 50s, but, boy, it all went downhill from there. We went from child-focused to child-obsessed. Now child preoccupied, child anxious. Forget about it, please. Just trust your instincts. And, you know, in my chapter, I talk about parenting as a balance between fear and faith.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we have anxiety about our children. That's understandable. There are some things to worry about, right? We also have to have faith that this little being is born with wisdom, with joy, with instincts, with the ability to experience love and compassion.
A lot of the anxiety I see among parents is about their own performance. Are they doing enough? Are they doing too much? Are they making their kids anxious, this, that, the other thing. It's about how they are doing as parents.
Right. Take care of your own anxiety. You know, children grow and thrive in part based on who we are, not what we say or how well we manage their every moment. They learn based on who we are as people. Do we experience joy in our lives? Do we experience happiness? Are we able to relax? Do we have faith? And I don't mean faith in a higher power, Mike, and just faith that everything's okay. We don't have to be reactive to everything. Our children learn from who we are.
What's your advice on dealing with all this pressure, all this advice, all this constant do it this way. No, do it that way. No, this is the better way.
Same advice I give people about the 24-hour news cycle. Don't watch. Don't listen. Go outside. It's beautiful out there. You know, enjoy the flowers. Enjoy your child. Enjoy your life. You don't need all this external advice. You don't need it.
But why do people love it so much? It's so popular.
Yeah, we always look for the Holy Grail, don't we? We always have through time and memoriam. You know, we've looked for the Holy Grail, the magic answer, and we're still looking. You're not going to find it in pop psychology. Trust me.
No 10 ways to be a better mom today?
I don't think so.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And